And how long was War upon you, monk?
He disrobed in his 6th pansa. So he finished his 5th, and it was during his 6th pansa that he left the rooms. And I was over at I was spending the pansa at Wat Pa Phong, and he was at Wat Man Chat. Remember that one, and he'd come over and ask permission to disrobe. Actually, it was before the pansa, and then Lopa convinced him to spend the pansa and help out at Wat Man Chat. It wasn't working, so he came back over to Wat Pa Phong. He walked over one morning. It was about 7 kilometers. Walked over and had to meet him. And he went over and talked with Lopa, and I kind of hung out and waited to see what would happen. And finally, he after finishing talking with Lopa, he came up from there, so I could wander over. Okay, how do I say? I need a lawyer.
What's amazing is that so many monks spent years in such close proximity to Ajahn Chah. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, on paper, of course, it's not going to guarantee that they're going to stay monks.
Oh,
but it's still a powerful reflection. Like, even with someone like that, it's still, you know, not enough.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. The numbers are the numbers of people that they spent time training with and left, a lot. In both Western and Thai.
Jeet's husband Ray spent time with Lumpur Cha. And he at first wasn't very impressed with him. When's this guy going to stop talking? I just want to stay in the bottom.
It was, I think, 1975.